Our Jefferson West locker room chat continues here tonight. We're joined now by boys basketball coach Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. The Tigers in the middle of the Valley Falls midseason tournaments and getting a first-round win earlier this week against Oskaloosa. Dominant fashion, coach, 68-26. Take us back to that quarterfinal game from earlier in the week, and how impressed were you with your team's performance in that win?
We came out, and first quarter we came out, and we made shots, and that's, you know, in basketball, when you're making shots, that that kind of tends to open the game up more so than it does when you're not making shots. So I believe in the first quarter we hit four or five threes, which I think they had to call two timeouts just to stop some runs that we were having, and obviously that got our guys confidence boosted a little bit, and kind of started playing with a little extra mojo, and I want to say we put up 28 points in the first quarter, which is a lot, for any high school team. So just kind of got our confidence going, got guys, super amped up, and we just kind of rode that confidence the rest of the way.
Yeah, best offensive output of the season, best defensive output of the season in terms of just points. But would you say that was the most, on paper, it seems like maybe the most complete game to this point?
For sure. And it was, and we haven't, we've had games where, we've played with small leads, but, just playing with a bigger lead and just trying to, keep our guys to, stay locked in and not, try to do stuff to get out of character just because, we had a big lead. So, I kind of challenged them at halftime and at timeouts just to make, little small goals for, 3 minutes at a time. So, just trying to not pick up any bad habits and not get out of character, but, always just trying to play basketball the right way and, finish out games the right way.
Yeah, the Big East League is showing out here in this Valley Falls tournament. Of course, you got a familiar opponent in Perry LeCompton, who had an impressive win against a very good Valley Falls team in their first-round game. Rossville as well, dominant win over JCN. They'll get NEK. So three of the four teams in this semifinals of this tournament, out of the Big East League. So before we kind of dive into Perry, just kind of the overall thoughts of the four teams left in this tournament.
I think I say this pretty much every week, but the Big East League in itself is it's a super, super competitive league. So when and you don't always realize that, but when you get a chance to, step away from it at times and play, some other opponents that aren't Big East opponents, you do get a chance to, kind of see just how complete and competitive, that league is. But, to be the sucky part of it is you want to play the best teams, but you end up playing teams that you'll see, in league play and in the regular season. But that's just part of it.
Yeah, it's just kind of how it works. And in this case, you'll get Perry LeCompton in the semifinals on Friday night, and then you'll play him again next week, in a makeup tilt. Not a makeup tilt, but just the regular season game. So you'll see him, essentially two times in about a week or so. But hey, this is a Perry LeCompton team that's playing some good basketball. They took a lump against St. Mary's, but a lot of teams have to this point. But they've bounced back, two pretty impressive wins against two good teams with Rossville, and most recently, as we mentioned, against Valley Falls. What do you see from this Perry LeCompton team and the challenges that they're going to present in Friday's semifinal?
Watching them early, they've had a tough schedule, honestly, to start. They played some really tough games and a lot of ranked teams. So, I think that they, starting out, right out of the gate, you're still kind of trying to figure some stuff out and figure out what works, what doesn't work. So to start the season playing those types of teams, kind of that can be tough, especially when you're trying to figure out your own team. But, they've seemed to have, found their footing. They always, Coach Simmons always has them, playing hard, which is, I think, something that, they kind of hold in high regard for their program. But, they play hard and they're physical. So I think just combining, getting offensive stuff figured out and defensive stuff figured out, combined with how physical they are and how hard they play, I think they're about ready to turn the corner here.
Yeah, I think you got to match the physicality. That's really one thing that stands out when I get a chance to watch, Perry LeCompton play. So physicality going to be a key. You're going to have to match up with that. But give us maybe a couple other keys in this game to advance to that championship game on Saturday.
I think big thing for us is just like something that we've talked about, not just for Perry, but for every game, like how we handle adversity and how we handle things that are hard and when they get tough. you know, I was really proud of my guys for during the Hiawatha game last week. I mean, that was, I mean, it was foul trouble all over the place. And, you know, we were out there late in the fourth quarter with some lineups that I never thought I would have in the game altogether. And, you know, had one of my sophomores played some big minutes for us. So, you know, I was super proud of my guys for, you know, just handling some adversity, which is something that I think we struggle with at times. And hopefully, you know, from that game, we can carry that over into this Perry game of just understanding that it's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to be easy. But, you know, when you do hit those little patches of adversity, you just gotta ride the wave and just handle it better.
Jeff West, boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us. He'll get Perry Lecompton in one of the two semifinals on Friday night in the Valley Falls midseason tournament, NEK and Rossville, the other semifinal. Of course, the two winners playing in the championship game on Saturday at 4:30. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Thank you, sir.